and there are four different types. From each four different types, one goes to the kohen like truma. You have to take one tenth from each one of them to give it to the kohen. So I would think echad, the pasuk is echad one means the whole one. Shulayito poris. We darshan, you're not allowed to give the kohen a cracked one. For hocha, command the priest to dummy. I would think here, even though it's baked enough that the strings don't come across, but I call upon it, maybe it's called like broken in half. But since it's so soft, the kumam is cracked in half, that's not called like one lechem. Kumash malon. Even for lachme toide, that's also called like one lechem. You could be yaitse lachme toide with this. Regular water is good. Yes, that's the chiddush. Even lachme toide also you could be yaitse. Even though I would think here you need mamash to sholem completely, kamash malon, this is also called the sholem complete. What about if you have dough that's misa? Rashi says misa means tachlita. It means you have this flour that you boiled it up first. You poured boiling hot water into the flour first. Hamisa, beisham my poitrin. If you make that dough and bake it into bread, you put them in a challah. That's what beisham my holds. Beisham my poitrin. Ubeisilov mechayovim. Beisil holds no misa is also chayiv in challah. Hechlita. What about chalita? That's the same type of a thing also, that you boiled up the wheat, the flour first. We'll soon see what's the difference between misa and chalita. But chalita, the same thing. You have this the flour that you boiled up. Beishamai mechayovin. Beishamai says, if you make dough out of it now, and make a lechem, you are chayiv in lechem, in challah. Who beisilu poitrin. Beisilu says, no, you potter. So the Mara is Zehwa Miso, Piezewa Chalita. What's the difference between the two? What's called Miso, what's called Chalita? Ha Miso means Kemach Shagabi Mugbishin. Mugbishin means you have the hot water there. So you take your flour, the Kemach, and you throw it into the hot water. That's called Miso. You're taking the flour, throwing it into the hot water. What's called a Chalita? That's the opposite way. That's Mugloshim Shagabi Kemach. You take the hot water, and you throw it on top of the flour. But I'll go upon them both the same way. It's a type of a thing that you first boiled up the flour, and now you made it into a dough. So it's a machlekes, is it chayiv and chal or not? Is that called lechem or not? Machlekes v'sham and v'silu. Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yosi Yoimer, Mishum Ovev, he said the name of his father, Zev is the lifter. Both said about potter from chala. Whether you made nisa, or whether you made chalita, they're both potter. The Yarmulah, the other one say no. Zed is Zelechiv. Both is called Lechem. They're both Mechuyiv and Chalam. The Chacham and Marnuchom say like this. Echod Zev, Yechod Zev, both of them. Whether you made the dough, first boiled the water into the flour, or the flour into that water, it depends. Also on Dilfis Potter. If you made it in a frying pan, your potter, it's not called Lechem. So who this is a riot to Rish Lakish. Betaner Chayiv. But if you made it in a tanner, then you chayit. It's totally how you bake it later. So this is a riot to Rish Lakish, that if you only baked it in an ilfis, in a frying pan, your pot, it's not called lechem. So you see, lechem has to only be in a tanner. For the Gemara's Tanakash now. For Tanakam is modna. Maishinu Amisa, Maishinu Achalita. How come one, the Tanakam says that Hamisa Beishameis Pturim, or Beisilu Mechayovim, and Chalita just the opposite way? For the Gemara, the Chur is the exact same thing. What's the difference whether you threw the hot water into the flour or the flour into the hot water? It's the same chsorin. Is that type of a dough called lechem or not? How could there be a machloikis? One says Veshami says potter, and one says Veshami says chayim. How could there be a difference between mitz and chalitz? It's the exact same thing. And if the Gemara, Om Rav Yudah Mashmuel, V'chein Om Rav Yudah, V'tem Rav Yeshua Ben Levi, Ke machloikis bezu, kach machloikis bezu. Avada the pshat is the exact same machlokes. Whether you took the flour and threw it into the hot water, or whether you threw the hot water into the flour, that dough is the exact same type of a dough. So l'monoshoch, either that dough is called lechem and yochayiv, or that dough is not called lechem. We have a machlokes, one says beishamay says chayiv, and one says beishamay says potter. The teretz is v'tavro, misha shonazu l'shonazu. It's like two different tanoim. And the Tana that learned that Mishnah did not learn this Mishnah. And Echnam is like the two different Tanoim. And each Tana says a different halacha. So therefore there's no stira. But Avada the halachas are totally zeh b'zeh. If you hold Nisis, Chayiv, and Chalom, Avada Chalut is also Chayiv and Chalom. You can't make a difference. say, very good. If you made it in a frying pan, potter. If you made it to a lady, you baked it in an oven, then you chay. Is the churat yufta the Rabbi Yechim? This should be a kash on Rabbi Yechim. Because here we see clearly like Rosh Lakish. If you made it in a frying pan, it's not called lechem. Only what you make in an oven is called lechem. That's not like Rosh Lakish. That's not like Rabbi Yechim. Maybe if you make this dough, first you boiled it. The pasuk says no, it has to be lechem. We have Yudu in there. Ain lechem el ofer betaner. What's called lechem? Only if it's baked in the taner. For the moral of Yehuda and the Tanakhama, they're both saying the exact same thing. The Tanakhama is saying it's no good, and the Yehuda is saying it's no good. And the Gemara like this, and the Gemara of Yehuda and the Tanakhama, the Yehuda is also a Tanakhama, and Allah, myself, and myself, for sake of the Nile. That's the Machlokes. Tanakhama is sova, myself, for Schayovim. The Tanakhama says only.
All right, we'll stop here. Mr. Shum will continue next tape. We'll start again. Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Start last Gemara over again. Last Brice was the Neisvei. Hamiso. Last Brice was again Hamiso. That's the type of a flour that you pour the hot water on it. That's like you cook the flour first. It's Beishamai Poitrim. Beishamai says that from this type of a flour you make a dough. It's Potim in a Challah. Beisilu Machayovim. Beisilu says no. It's still called a dough that could become into a lechem. And anything that's called lechem, yimechui ben chala. Ha-chalita, what's the loch of chalita? So we'll soon see what's the difference between nisa and chalita. It's really the same type of a thing that you first boiled up the wheat first, the flour first. As here it says, ha-chalita, just the opposite, that beshame mechayovim. Beshame says if you have this dough that you first boiled it up, you are, if you make it into bread, you are chay ben chala. Or beisilu poitrin, just the opposite like we had before. That here beisilu says, you put this type of a dough cannot become into a lechem. And before by Nisa, it said, Beisilu said, you are chayiv and chala. So Gemara later is going to say, this is the stira. Like it's not the exact same thing, Nisa and chalita. It's the same thing. You're taking this flour, and you're cooking it up first. Does that make it that it can't become lechem, or doesn't it make it? So how could there be a difference? So Gemara later says that there's two different mandiyomim here. And the one that learns the first thing is not the same mandiyom that says the second halachim. Because these two halachas really are stiris. How could you say that Nisa, Beisilu says is mechayiv and chala, and then chalita Beisilu says yepot. That's a stira. Now the Gemara explains. We'll soon say ezel ha-misa v'ezel ha-chalita. What's the difference between a meisa and a chalita? Ha-meisa misa means you take the kemach, the flour, shalgabe muglishin. You throw the flour into hot boiling water. That's called meisa. It's the same type of a thing. That first you boil up the flour, and then you knead it, make it into a dough. So it's a shayla, since you first boiled it, cooked it, maybe you can't get a shame lechem. Lechem can only mean if you take the flour, metchila, you had to bake it. But if you cooked it first, that makes it possible, it doesn't get a shame lechem. It's potter min achala. Hachalita, what's hachalita? The opposite way. Muglishin shalga bekemach. Means you throw the hot water on top of the flour. But it's the same type of absurd. That this flour, before you baked it, first you cooked it up in hot boiling water. So that's a shayla, could that now come into lechem or not? Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yisiyim, Mishum Aviv, Zev is the lifter. He says both of them say Yepoter. No, that's a good svarim. Both things, since you took this flour first and had a cooking done to it, it can't get a shame lechem anymore. Therefore, it's potem in a challah. For Yamrullah, some say no, the opposite way, and we hold like this, that Zev is Elechiyiv. That Avad Yuwah Mechuyiv in challah. The fact you first cooked up the dough doesn't mean anything. We always go bust the soifoy. It depends what you're doing with it at the end. Do you bake it? It could get a shame lechem. If you don't bake it, it doesn't get a shame lechem. So the Chachamim say, Echad zev yechad zev. Whichever way you did to the flour, if you threw the flour into the hot water, or you threw the hot water on top of the flour, it depends. Also in Beulfus Potter. If later you made a dough out of it, but you didn't bake it in the oven, you rather put it in a frying pan, Beulfus is Potter. That's not called a lechem. So this is going to be the Kashan Rav Yechanan. That before Rabbi Yechanan said even Beulfus, frying something in a frying pan, is also called lechem. And here it says, no, if you make it in a frying pan, since you did not bake it in the oven, it's potim in a challah, because it doesn't get a shem lechem. Betaner, let's say at the end you bake it in an oven, then chayiv. You are chayiv in challah, because baking in an oven, that makes it a shem lechem. Tread the Gemara now. So we'll soon see what the this is the kashan of Yechin. But now the Gemara first goes to explain the actual brisa. For the Gemara of Tanakana, it's a theory in the Tanakama. Maishno hamiso, maishno achalita. How could the Tanakama first say that there's a difference between Beisham and Beis Hillel, what the loch of Miser is and what the loch of Chalita is? That's the theory. You can't have two different dinim. The more maishno hamiso, maishno achalita. What's the difference if you threw the hot water on top of the flour or you threw the flour in the hot water? Lamaisa, this flour was first cooked. So now it's a shayla. If you bake it later, could it get a shem lechem or not? So if you tell me chalita cannot get a shem lechem, how could you say amisa could get a shem lechem? Like it's a theory, the Tanakama. You say beishamai holds that you put it by misa and by chalita yichayim. That's a theory. And it's other marinach nami. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Vachena Rav Yehuda, Vitein Rav Yeshua Belevi, Ka machlekes bezu, kach machlekes bezu. Avaz are the two svars of Toli Zebezim. Whatever you hold by chalita, that when you threw the kemach, this hot water into the kemach, is the same thing when you throw the kemach into the hot water. It's the exact same halacha. The Tavra, I, the Brisa says two different halachas. The truth is, Misha Shonazu, Le Shonazu. The one that learned this Brisa does not learn the other Brisa. No, there are two different Tanoim. One Tana holds that this cooking you did to the dough first does not potter it. It still get a shame lechem later. Now the other Tana holds, no, it does potter you. But it's not the same Tana. Like there's a stira, they say different halachas between Misa and Chalitun. About that they both have the exact same halacha. Alright, the Brisa says two different halachas because they're two different Tanoim. But Kovas Magei Tawas Sugis Ketonim Mias. The Chachamim and the Chachamim say, Echod zeh v'yechod zeh. Whether you cook the flour, you put the flour into the hot water, or whether you threw the hot water on top of the flour, it depends like this. Shoson b'yilfis, if you make it in a frying pan, it's potter. V'etana chayiv. But if you bake it later in the tana, then you are chayiv in challah. So the Gemara l'chur tiyuf to the Rabbi Yechinen is a kasha and Rabbi Yechinen. Because Rabbi Yechinen before said, even an ilfis, anytime you have dough, if you bake it in a frying pan, it's also called lechem. But you don't use it in the chama. And chama is the pshati, is the sun that, how do you cook in the sun? You let the pan heat up in the sun and then put the dough on top of this hot pan, that you put it, that's not called lechem. The cold amount of the pan, the frying pan, was heated up by fire, that's called lechem. Here it says not like that. Here it says it's only called lechem if it's baked in the oven. But if it's baked in a frying pan, even though it's a dry frying pan, you don't have water inside. But if you cook it, everybody holds your potter. And the shayla without water, you're just like heating up the frying pan, or like before, first you put the dough onto the frying pan, and then you heat it up. And here it says your potter, so it's a kasha in Rabbi Yechinen. And if the Gemara nechnam, Yomalach Rabbi Yechinen tanoihi. I'm taking a mask with my halakha is a machlokes tanoim, and this price attack holds not like me, but I hold like another tanoim. The time you learned like this. I would think that if you have such dough, such flour, that first you cooked it up in boiling hot water. That's mis and chaluta. If you threw the hot water on the flour, or you threw the flour into the hot water, I would think, what? Chayavim b'chala. Later it could become chayim b'chala. Like, why not? Talmud Lehm, the pasuk says no lechem. You don't have to have lechem. If I says cooking it in water, that doesn't give it a shem lechem. Anything you cook in water cannot give it a shem lechem. It's not called a moitzi. It's part of a nechala. We have Yehudu Rami. Yehudu says, ein lechem elo ofoi b'taner. He says another halacha. What's called lechem? Only something that's baked in the oven. If it's not baked in the oven, it's not called challah. For the Gemara, what's the two shittas here? We have Yehuda, Haino Tanakam, the Chur, they're both saying the exact same thing. We have Yehuda saying it's only called lechem if it's baked in the oven, and the Chur, that's a Tanakam also. But I would think cooking up the flour could make it into a lechem. Talmud Lehm, Tanakam says lechem. Mash Moshe has to be baked. So what's the machlekes Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda? Elo lav luchur, you have to say the shayla is ma'ase ilfasik yivanayim. That's the nafka mina. If you don't mamish put it into an oven. Again, an oven is usually that you first heat up very good the oven and then you put the dough into the oven. That's called baking it in an oven. An ilfas is not like that. Usually an ilfas is a frying pan. First you put the dough into the frying pan and then you put the frying pan on top of the fire. Just the machlekes. Tanakam is sova ma'ase ilfas chayovim. Tanakama says only me'is and chaluta. That means your mama's cooking it up in hot water. So if you only cook it in hot water, that's not called lechem. But once you don't use hot water, once you put it in a frying pan or my surface, that's also called chayiv b'chala. That's a shana Tanakama. Just cooking is no good. But as long as it's like frying in a frying pan in the heat alone without water, it is chayiv b'chala. It's called lechem. You have Yehudi Savir. Yehudi holds no. Myself is Peturin. Yehudi asks clearly, what makes something lechem only if it's baked in the oven? If it's not baked in the oven, then it's potter minachal. That's a Yehudi Shita. So the kids are, Rabbi Yechon is saying, he holds like a Tanakamo, that ilfis is also called a ma'isa lechem. Therefore, yichai b'chala, and was nageh to us, who wadini b'yoytze maksa, like that. Yeah. So the Gemara says, no, that's maybe this is not pshat. Loi. I tell you, the kuli yalma ma'isa ilfis p'turim. Maybe both shitas, Tanakam, many of you, they both hold not like Rabbi Yechon. They both hold like Rish Lakish, I tell you, Rish Lakish is svarim, that a ma'isa ilfis is p'turim. As long as it's not baked in an oven, it doesn't get a shem lechem. A frying pan, it's not in the oven, it's potter. For hocho, what's the machoikas on Tanakam and Yehuda? Kagoin shechoza v'yofa betaner, kamithlugi. Here it's a shallow that first you cooked it up. Most usually bagels are like this. The way they make a bagel is they take the dough and first they cook it or fry it in oil, and they cook it in hot water, and then they bake it. So that's the machoikas here. If first you made the mitzah and nechlit, you cooked it, and then later you put it into the oven to finish off the baking. Since later on you put it into the oven, it is called a lechem. Even though metchila you cooked it, but about at the end the gemar dava was baking it, it gets a shem lechem. And halacha we hold like this: moshel a bagel, even though bagels are first cooked and then they bake it, it's mechuyev. It's called a maitzi, and you have to wash. It's mechuyev in chala, because since at the end you baked it, it's called lechem. If you have Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda holds no, Rabbi Yehuda Savar, ain lechem el ho'ofoy betana mikara. Yehuda holds lechem can only be called dough that had nothing else done to it, only it was baked in an oven. If you cooked it up first, even though later you bake it according to Rabbi Yechon, then that's not called a lechem. That's according to Yehuda. That's the Yehuda Shita. It has to be in an oven from the beginning till the end. Over here, the chivan di mikara lav betana wafuyam. Since here at the beginning you cooked it up, you didn't bake it, lav lechem, it's not called lechem. Omar Rav, my time to Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda Shita? How do you know such a chiddush that lechem is only called if it was baked in an oven from the beginning until the end, no cooking at all? The pasuk says, v'yofu eser noshim lachem lechem b'tana rechad, that 10 women, this is by the klala, 10 women will have to bake their bread in one tana. So we darshan lechem ofu b'tana echad, kori lechem. It's not baked in one tanner means if it had some other type of a baking, not in a tanner, that doesn't get a shem lechem. Lechem has to be, it was only baked in one tanner from the beginning to the end. I don't know if a mamash means the exact same tanner. Chur just means in a different type of a tanner. Rashi says, what does that mean? You could go in ilfus for tanner. About a two different ovens, mamash would be good. Just not two different types. If you use an ilfus first, and then a tanum according to Yehuda, that's not good. That's not called lechem. This is a Yehuda Shita. Well, let's just see the two lines, then we'll speak out what the locher is. Ravaita Yosef, Rabbah, Rabbi Yosef, Achurud, Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef were sitting in the back of Rabbi Zeira. The Yosef, Rabbi Zeira, Kaimed Yulin. Rabbi Zeira was sitting in front of Ula. Omale Rabbi, Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi asked Rabbi Zeira, Boy, you may name a Ula. Go ask Ula Sharla. Ask him like this. Hidvik Bifnim. If you put the dough in the inside of a frying pan, and you heat it up on the outside, mahu, is that called a ma'isa ilfis? That according to Rash Lakish it won't be good? Or maybe that's called a ma'isa tanner already. Since you put the fire on the outside, maybe that's blamed to a tanner. Omalei answered back, my Amalei, what should I ask Ula? No, you're not asking any question. Di Aminalei, if I'm asking this question, Omalei, he'll zich answer me, hi niyo ma'isa ilfis. This is zich the case of a ma'isa ilfis. That's what a ma'isa ilfis is. A ma'aser ilfus is that you put the dough inside the frying pan, and then you put the fire underneath the frying pan. That's the whole frying pan. An oven is usually you have the fire inside the oven, and the dough inside the oven. That's called an oven. A frying pan, that's the whole shot of a frying pan. That's not a tanner, because you have the dough inside the frying pan, and usually you put a frying pan on top of the fire. The fire is underneath it, on the outside. So he said, that's not a shiloh. For sure, that's the case of an ilfus. You know, there's no question to ask. And according to Rabbi Yechonen, you'll be chayi b'chala, but according to Rash Lakish, you'll be potter from chala. Omalei Rabbi Yosef l'Rab Zeira. So Rabbi Yosef told to Rab Zeira, boy, you menei miyula, ask Ulu this shayla. Hidvik mi b'fnim, you taka put the oven inside the ilfis. You put the dough inside the ilfis. V'yavuka kenegdei. And you had the fire mamish right next to it. Shrashi learns, On top of the dough, you had the fire. And the heat of the fire is mamish boiling, coming right down into the frying pan. It makes it bake pretty fast. Now, what would be the luck in this case? Maybe here it's a little bit better. Since the fire is right on top of the dome, maybe that's blamed to an oven, that the heat comes very good, very close to it fast. Maybe it's blamed to an oven. A tanner would be, a frying pan would be, where you have the heat underneath the pot. But here you have the heat right on top of the dough, right next to it, maybe that's blamed to a tanner. Ask him that, Shaila. Omle, he answered that, again, my emule, what should I ask him for? The Arminule, if I'm going to ask him this question, Omle, he'll zicha tell me, Roy Vaniya Moisin came. That's the way most of the poor people bake that way. So Pasha Rashi says, "Called my silphus cane." That's also considered in my silphus. Shein lem eitzim l'kachum my lafas. Don't have enough wood. So that's the way to bake it fast in a nilfus. But avada, that's still called a nilfus. As the only thing a tanner is malmish inside the walls of a tanner in an oven and bake inside an oven. Kozeman used a frying pan, whether the fire is underneath, whether the fire is on top. That's also called a my silphus. So, who are the shalvas? How should we pass in here? We have a machlokes of Yechner Meshlokish. Is baking in an ilfis called a baking? Is it called lechem or it's not called? So, poshta gemara b'mashpa, not like Rabbi Yechner. Because gemara shlugged up in Yechner and said, no, everybody holds here, ilfis is no good. And the machlokes on the common of Yehuda is only if you bake it again in the oven, is that good or not? So that's not the way Rabbi Tam Paskins. Yeah, that's where we're rach. In the first us look. Postik rach resh lokish. Midikam of the kulayama my silph is pturim. And we oid the Yosef Rabbah, these last two shilas also. They asked the shila, is this called an ilfus or is this called a tanner? Like Rabbi Yechon doesn't make enough to mean. According to Rabbi Yechon, even an ilfus is chayiv belechim. So churat smashmi, we take a paskin like resh lokish. But the end of the Tosfos said, not like that, and aloch is not like that, aloch we pass like Rabbi Yechonin. That kol zaman it's not being cooked in water. Kol zaman is being like baked on a frying pan, in a dry frying pan, it's still called lechem. Like pancakes that would be made in a dry frying pan, that would still be called lechem. As long as it's not cooked in water, just being baked, even in a frying pan, is called lechem. That's the way Lachar also, we pass in like Rish Lakish, like Rabbi Yechonin, that a frying pan is also called. Now, the Shaila was at the beginning of the Sugya said, Hasufganim v'yadushanim v'yeskuchitin. The Chalat Samasar Samdu Pturim in Achalim. And the Gemara said, here the Mishnah is potem in Achalim. The Sufganim, the Dushanim, and v'yeskuchitin. Sufganim, that's like sponge cake. V'adushanim, posh, that's all type of cakes. Hadushanim, posh, just means you have the vash inside the dough. It's like a cake. So Gemara says, here, it's potem in Achalim. Now Rish Lakish says, why is it potem in a challah? Because these things weren't baked in an oven. They were only used in a frying pan. Rabbi Yechon said, no, even in a frying pan also was mechuyev in challah. The reason why the Mishnah says that potem in a challah is because it was a ma'isa chama. That's where Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yechon learns. And Allah is like Rabbi Yechon, that kol zaman you cook it in you bake it in a frying pan or in an oven, even though posher is cake, it's dushanim, still it's mechuyev in challah. The only time it's potem in a challah is if you cook it up in water. Or else you bake it in a heat that came from the chama, in the sun. You put your frying pan out in the sun, let it get nice and hot, and then put the cake on that and bake. Then you be put them in a chalam. But Poshet Amal Gemara says, Claude, that's what duvshanim. That's cake l'chur, that means dough, that has honey inside it, like a cake would be. That it is m'chuyv in chala, as long as it's baked. And what type of baking? Not even do you need an oven, but even just in a nilfus, in a frying pan, would be m'chuyv in chala. So, Porsche Alokha Lamaisa should be that all type of cakes, if you go to bakery that they bake a size, that they use 3 pounds of flour to make a cake, Mudirabonin is Mechuyiv in Challah, and if they use 5 pounds, a 5 pound cake would be Mechuyiv to take off Challah, with a bracha, because you have to take off Challah. The Shalah Hakam Azman is there, not too many people take off Challah from cake. So, Maisa, the Ron Chashurchen, he's the one that's Mekel. Even though Lalokha in the Gemara doesn't stim, but the Mechaber is interesting. The Mechaber, do you have a chelak, a yordei, a chelak gimel? Yeah, but the Mechaber is interesting. The Mechaber at the beginning is Shin Chof Tes, and yordei here says, Ein chiv chalo ela belechem. You have to have bread to mechai yourself take off chalo from it. Lefikach hasufganim, dainu rakim, hu asuyin kisvug, means the dough is made very, very thin, like a rakim, very soft, like a sponge. v'yadufshanin, that has like a cake, it's made like it has a honey inside it. V'asukitin v'heim metugnim v'dvash p'turim in a challah. Therefore, the potim in a challah. This is the stam mechaber. Doesn't say any reason. It says lechem. That's what's mechuyev in a challah. Mashenga, these type of doughs are potim in a challah. Later, the mechaber says that if you bake it, even in an office, it's mechuyev in a challah. So, challah, what's the p'tur here at the beginning? So Rosh Hashulchan once learned, the Mechaber learned as a new term, that these type of things are called cake, they're not lechem, me'etzem hadough. This dough that has like cake, that has sugar, and has honey inside it, that's not called lechem. Therefore it's potem in a challah. No matter what you do to it, even if you bake it in an oven, also it's potem in a challah. That's a machlokes, if you're in the Meshlokesh, that's only when you have good dough. Dough that's made from flour and water alone. And now you take your smachlokes, what do you have to do with it to make it into lechem? Resh Lakish shows you dafka after baking in an oven, and the Yechon Loch holds no, even in a frying pan, Abi, there's no water there, it's also called lechem. But the dough has to be a dough that's called lechem to it. Mashenkin, these things, the Mechaber says, Poshid, you only chai b'chal el b'lechem, only with bread. Bread means flour and water. The figure has of Ganim, and Adushan of Yeskitin, Metukim b'tvash, Pturim and Achala. That's where the Rosh Hashulchan paskins. So the Chashuk is the one that's maker that says that on cake, you're not mechuyev in challah. No matter how much cake you make, even if you make a bakery, it makes a 5 pound a cake, it also be chayev in challah. There are other people talking that are machmir. The Chur, the Chashuk and his pshatom, he's saying pshanam chal, but Nesugia doesn't stim. The Chur and Nesugia, the Chur has brought down one gemara here, that the only reason why it's potter here is because either it was baked in the sun, according to Rabbi Yechon, or else because it was cooked. But the locha that we hold baking is chayev, the Chur cake should be chayev in challah. So I call upon him the minute used to be making bakeries, I don't think any bakeries take off challah, but whoever wants to be machmer, there are some people that are machmer. Right. Amar Abasi, Isa Shemaisa Sheni, if you have dough that made from the flour that was Maisa Sheni, is a divra Rebbe Meir Pturu Min Achala. According to Rebbe Meir Shita, it's Potter Min Achala. What's Rebbe Meir Shita? Rashi says, Yom HaPerashen of the Kedushin, Maisim Momen Gevoye. He holds Maisim Sheni is Tzidid Momen Gevoye. It like belongs to Hashem. Just Hashem gave you a head to teed it. Mele Pturu Min Achala. From such dough, you don't have to take off Chalam. In the forest, there is a Seichem Tziv, Voleisho Gevoye. The Pesach says, the Chala has to belong to you. From your dough, give off Chalam. Not from dough of Maisim Sheni. Even though you have a right to teed it, but it's called Momen Gevoye. The Divrei Chachom, the Chachom hold not like that. They hold Maaseh Sheni is called your mammon, pure mammon. Just Allah, you have to eat Yerushalayim, that outside Yerushalayim, his chayavas bechala. That's called your dough. The same thing, matzah from Maaseh Sheni. Let's say you make matzah from dough of Maaseh Sheni, the same achlokes.